I see you are drawn ever closer, like a moth to the flame. Come closer, closer still, for it is sensation and thrill.
Sensation and thrill. There's nothing more sensational and thrilling, no seaside spectacular to match the Blackpool illuminations. For more than a century, the lights have attracted visitors from all over Britain and the world. It's a light show fantastic. Dr. Vanessa Toulmin of the National Fairground Archive at the University of Sheffield.
The inspiration for Sensation and Thrill really is to pay tribute to possibly the world's greatest light show, which is Blackpool Illuminations. Any child in the Northwest will know what Blackpool Illuminations is, and it's a spectacle.
The illuminations, they're in the blood of anyone from the Northwest.
Josh Knowles is a fairground barker and Mancunian. Josh has been going to the illuminations since he was a lad.
You can leave everything behind, you can go to Blackpool. And when you're there, you know it's about having fun, it's about trying new things, it's about letting go, really.
The first illuminations actually dates back to the 1870s, 1879, when Siemens Brothers erected 8 arc lamps, all 40 foot high, between Central and North Pier on the promenade. Now, what's interesting about this is the actual first illuminations actually opened with 500 horsemen, 1,000 fancy dress characters, and then these paraded along South Beach to give the residents and visitors a free night out. So from then onwards, the illuminations have grown to be this incredible spectacle.
When it comes to popular seaside resorts, Blackpool, especially with new ideas like electric streetlights and seafront trams, has always led the way. John Marshall, magician, sideshow builder and fairground aficionado.
Blackpool has been at the forefront of innovation for seaside trippers. It is such an important resort in the whole of the history of the UK entertainment industry. They built the tower, of course, and they were the first ones to do illuminations from those first arc lamps that they put up, which people must have marvelled at when they saw those fantastic lights illuminating in the night sky to the fantastic displays that they have now.
Obviously, electric light and using light as a kind of drawing in the crowd was very much on the fairground as well. Fairground shows were lit up. First time people would have seen electric power would have been on the fairground. So the showmen themselves, whether they're by the seaside or whether they're on the fair, have always had this ability to take the latest innovations and novelties and turn it into a high-class form of entertainment.
Sensation and thrill are really at the heart of the showman's life. They really are the basis of all showman's activities, giving the audience thrills and chills.
And it's always been that way, from the very earliest days. Roll up, get them through the door. Once they're inside, you're in business.
Often what audiences saw inside bore no relation to what was advertised on the outside of the show. It was often quite different. It was often much more lurid because showmen only have seconds to get those people into their show. They've got to be able to drag them in by their outside talker, attracting their attention, promising the impossible, promising that sensation and thrill that they were going to get inside, so they would pay their sixpence, their threepence or whatever, and come in.
You can be sure there's no billboard skullduggery with this 21st century act of homage to the skills of the fairground entertainer.
Our tribute to the sensation of the illuminations is to have acts which have some form of light. So we have a woman called Electric Godiva who has a horse all dressed up in lights, and she sits on the horse and parades through Blackpool doing cartwheels and acrobats on the horse.
And there's magic as well. John Marshall.
I'm actually a member of the Magic Circle. My dad was a magician too, and he would talk about acts that he saw, particularly an act by a guy called Dr. Bodie, Walford Bodie, who was an electrical wizard. And it's great to see at Blackpool a wonderful representation of Bodie's act. It's actually called Madame Electra. It's often referred to as the electrocution act. Sometimes Bodie would strap someone into a so-called electric chair. So it had a great fascination and a great horror. And as we know, showmen throughout the years have always harnessed the bizarre, the horrific, to thrill. It's very apt for the weekend of sensation and thrill.
The sky filled with lights, the colours of the rainbow, breathtaking performers throughout the town. It's a fantasy world. Blackpool at its best.
The Illuminations themselves is the greatest show on earth. You really can't add to the Illuminations, but what we want to do is pay tribute to it with our acts.
You know, there's nowhere else like it in Britain.